Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the High Plains to the Hill Country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip. This Mother's Day, Heath Family Brands is making it easy to show mom just how much you care with a beautifully curated gift pack featuring three standout wines from across their portfolio, plus a savory bonus treat. Whether she's toasting with bubbles, sipping something crisp on the patio, or relaxing with a bold red in the evening, this trio offers something for every mood and moment. The Mother's Day gift pack includes a bottle of Grape Creek Vineyards Viognier, which is an elegant, aromatic white wine perfect for spring, a bottle of Heath Sparkling Wines Adoration, which is a dry sparkling rosé crafted in the champagne method, as well as a bottle of Invention Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon, a structured, cellar-worthy red wine for any Cabernet lover. And her bonus gift includes a package of Coleman Estate Signature Herb Almonds, a savory snack with a cold following. So head on over to HeathSparklingWines.com and pick up your wine pack today. Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I am your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around this great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning in to this week's episode. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around the great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy this content. And if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into the Texas Wine Scene news. In a recent article by Colleen Miles entitled Exploring the Gem of Far West Texas, Del Valle Vineyards, she writes about how the unique vineyard that is Del Valle Vineyards and how its proposition as a new AVA is bucking the trend of big here in the state of Texas. This 150-acre micro-sized Del Valle Vineyard is situated in the midst of the 25,000-acre valley in the Chihuahuan Desert of West Texas in Hudspeth County. Michael Bilger, co-owner at Adega Vino Winery in Stonewall, Texas, says Del Valle Vineyards is practicing extreme viticulture at their high elevation site, which has the potential to throw some curveballs at the vineyard, such as high winds, drought, late spring freezes, and hail. But despite these challenges, the grapes are consistently stellar, vintage after vintage. Colleen Miles writes that the list of wineries working with fruit from Del Valle Vineyards reads like a who's who of quality wine producers in the state, including Sandy Road Vineyards in Johnson City, Calais and French Connection in High Texas, Ron Yates in Spicewood, William Chris Winery in High Texas as well, Wine for the People, and Ab Astris in Stonewall, Texas. So be on the lookout for more exceptional wine produced by Del Valle Vineyards. The Wine and Food Foundation is thrilled to be named the beneficiary of the inaugural Hill Country Galleria Wine and Food Festival happening on Saturday, May 31st from 3 to 6 p.m. Guests will be treated to a highly curated wine tasting from around the world by culinary experts and sommeliers. All proceeds from this event benefit the Wine and Food Foundation's mission of supporting the hospitality community in the form of grants, scholarships, and education. Triple N Ranch Winery is honored to host the third annual North Texas Grape and Wine Day in partnership with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Program on June 9th. Texas A&M professors will present educational sessions about vineyard practices, wine health studies, and the latest information on Pierce's disease-resistant grape varieties, as well as a guided tasting of exciting wines grown and made in the state of Texas. Driftwood Family Winery in Driftwood, Texas, one of the Texas Hill Country's premier wineries, has announced a new distribution partnership with Serendipity Wines, effectively expanding the availability of their award-winning Texas wines throughout the state. Founded in 2006 by Drs. Lisa and Stan Dukeman, Dukeman Family Winery produces exceptional wines using only Texas-grown grapes. Dr. Stan Dukeman said, "We're thrilled to partner with Serendipity Wines to bring our distinctive Texas wines to more consumers across the state. This collaboration aligns perfectly with our goal of making exceptional Texas wines." The new distribution arrangement will significantly increase Dukeman Family Winery's market presence throughout Texas, making their wines available to more restaurants, wine shops, and retail locations. Dave Riley, head winemaker of Dukeman Family Winery, said, "Serendipity Wine shares our passion for representing wines with authentic terroir and uncompromising quality. This partnership will allow more Texans to experience our wines that showcase the unique character of our Texas wine country." The transition to Serendipity Wines as Dukeman's distributor is effective immediately, with expanded distribution beginning this month of May 2025. In a recent press release out of St. Paul, Minnesota, Johnson Brothers, a single-family-owned wine, beer, and spirits distributor led by Michael and Todd Johnson, has announced its entry into the Texas market through the signing of a purchase agreement to acquire the Texas, Arizona, Colorado, and Florida operations of the Maverick Beverage Company. Michael Johnson, chairman of Johnson Brothers, said, "Like Johnson Brothers, Maverick has a phenomenal reputation for building premium portfolios with execution and accountability. We are excited to welcome their talented team and begin serving the great suppliers they work with today." Johnson Brothers, founded in 1953 by their father, Lynn Johnson, has grown into one of the largest wholesale distribution companies in the United States, operating across 17 states. Johnson Brothers partners with top-tier suppliers to deliver a world-class portfolio and exceptional customer service. For the third year in a row, Newsweek has named Johnson Brothers one of America's most trustworthy companies for 2025. And that's your Texas Wine Scene News. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine-growing region will have high temperatures of 75 degrees with low temperatures of 45 degrees. The North Texas wine region will have high temperatures of 75 degrees with low temperatures of 57 degrees. The West Texas wine-growing region will have high temperatures of 68 degrees with low temperatures of 49 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine-growing region will have high temperatures of 77 degrees with low temperatures of 59 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 82 degrees with low temperatures of 66 degrees. It's that time of the year again to raise a glass of wine to springtime in North Texas. Join the North Texas Wine Trail as you take a journey sipping and savoring your way through the beautiful North Texas wine country. From May 1st through June 1st, you'll receive a minimum of 3 tastings from more than 40 different wineries and tasting rooms in the North Texas wine region. Just scan your digital or printed QR code at your first winery to redeem your passport and off you go to taste over 100 award-winning wines. For more information and passport purchases, visit NorthTexasWine.com. Head on over to Wylie, Texas and stop into Landon Winery for their Cinco de Mayo Wine Walk event on Saturday, May 3rd from 12 to 5 p.m. Indulge in a leisurely afternoon of wine tasting and spring shopping in historic downtown Wylie, Texas. You'll enjoy 15 premium Taste of Landon Winery's award-winning wines as you wine and walk your way through the shops at Wylie's charming boutiques. Turn in your completed ticket at Landon Winery for a bonus pour of wine and enjoy a complimentary charcuterie grazing. For more information and ticket purchases to this event, visit Cinco de Mayo Wine Walk at Eventbrite.com. Join Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas for their Derby Day event on Saturday, May 3rd from 12 to 5 p.m. Come dressed in your most impressive derby attire and enjoy special port julep cocktails, sip and shop from local artisan vendors, all while listening to live music in a Texas wine country ambiance. Do you think your Derby Day outfit is best in show? Well, they'll be hosting 3 derby contests, including Best Derby Hat, Ladies Best Dressed, and Men's Best Dressed, with the winner receiving a complimentary bottle of Bernhardt wine. For more information about this event, visit their website at bernhardtwinery.com. The Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival is happening this weekend on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 to 6 p.m. This will be a fabulous day of wine tasting at the Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival located at Spring Lake Park in beautiful Texarkana. This event is a wine lover's dream as you sip and savor a wide selection of exquisite wines from renowned Texas vineyards, all while enjoying the scenic beauty of North Park Road. Whether you're a seasoned sommelier or just curious about the world of wine, this festival offers a delightful experience for everyone. So don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to indulge in some of the finest wines that the state of Texas has to offer. For more information about this event, visit their website at TexarkanaWineFestival.com. Stone Ledge Winery and Vineyard in La Meta, Texas is having their annual Stone Ledge Winery Car Show event on Saturday, May 3rd. This will be a day filled with classic cars, fine wine, and unforgettable hill country views. For more information on this classic car event, visit their website at stoneledge.wine. The 4th annual Kalahari Food and Not Just Wine Festival is going on this weekend on Sunday, May 4th from 12 to 4 p.m. This popular food and wine event showcases the best of Kalahari dining, your favorite local and national beverage brands, cooking demos by talented chefs, along with live entertainment. Grab your coolest and most colorful Hawaiian shirt because the theme for this year's event is Tides, Taste, and Tunes. Immerse yourself in the island vibes as you uncover the best of Kalahari dining with an overflowing selection of Kalahari curated culinary delights paired with an endless lineup of wines, brews, and spirits. For more information about this event, visit their website at KalahariResorts.com. Head up to Lubbock, Texas in the Texas High Plains wine growing region and take part in Ready Vineyard's Viva El Vino 5K wine run event on Saturday, May 3rd at 11 a.m. You can run, walk, or leisurely stroll through Ready Vineyard's beautiful 400-acre estate property planted with 38 diverse grape varieties. Celebrate your wine run accomplishments by enjoying a glass of Ready Vineyard's award-winning wines. Medals will be awarded to the top three finishers of the race, along with event t-shirts. For more information on this event, visit brownfieldchamber.com. Get ready for an unforgettable day at High Meadow Winery in High, Texas, as they bring the skies alive at their Kite Festival event on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 to 6 p.m. This vibrant and family-friendly Kite Festival event will be packed with excitement for all ages. Watch in awe as colorful kites dazzle in the sky and fill the air with artistic designs, and then join in the action with thrilling games, face painting, and Gatorade flights. This event is the perfect mix of adventure, family bonding, and breathtaking views. For more information about this event, visit their website at highmeadow.com. Don't miss the new Wine Project release event at Ron Yates Winery in High, Texas on Saturday, May 3rd from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Ron Yates and his crew are staying open late and having a party for the special release of a new limited edition wine project to be revealed at the event. So head on out to High, Texas and be one of the first to try this new wine project paired with complimentary bites, all while listening to live music. For more information about this event, visit their website at ronyateswines.com. Join the good folks over in New Braunfels, Texas for Sanger Fest on Saturday, May 3rd from 12 to 10 p.m. Hosted in the heart of downtown New Braunfels, this free festival will feature live music, family activities, shopping, and food vendors, plus a sampling of wine and craft beers. Your ticket purchase includes a souvenir wine glass, 5 tasting tickets, box charcuterie snacks, and a Sanger Fest t-shirt. For more information about this event, visit their website at newbraunfels.gov. If you're in the Houston, Texas area this weekend, then head on over to Brenner's on the Bayou for their Derby Wine Fest event on Saturday, May 3rd from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Derby Down the Bayou is back this spring and better than ever. The Derby Wine Fest is the perfect way to celebrate the taste of the grape in one of Houston's most picturesque settings, featuring eclectic wines, delicious chef-crafted bites, and live music. So bring your love for wine and show off your Derby-style hat and enjoy a beautiful afternoon on the Buffalo Bayou. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit Derby Wine Fest at Eventbrite.com. Join Becker Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas for their Riedel Wine Glass Tasting event on Saturday, May 3rd at 12 p.m. Becker Vineyards is partnering with Riedel, the wine glass company, who has revolutionized the glass industry since 1756. Riedel is the only company to create a complete line of varietal-specific wine glasses. Learn how and why to pair your favorite wine with the perfect glass. By utilizing a set of 3 Riedel wine glasses, Becker Vineyards staff will guide you through a tasting of Becker Vineyards award-winning wines to demonstrate the dramatic relationship between a standard wine glass versus the varietal design, elegance, and sophistication of a Riedel wine glass. For more information about this educational wine tasting event, visit their website at BeckerVineyards.com. Wild Seed Farm in Fredericksburg, Texas is having their Art of the Vine Sip and Stroll Wine Tasting event on Sunday, May 4th from 11 to 5 p.m. This will be an unforgettable day where the charm of Fredericksburg's artistic spirit meets the elegance of award-winning wines. Taste a selection of the finest wines from renowned wineries where each sip is a journey through the rich flavors and aromas that define the Texas Hill Country wine region. In partnership with the Fredericksburg's Art Guild, you'll immerse yourself in the creativity of local artists, showcasing their masterpieces across various mediums. From captivating paintings to intricate sculptures, this unique gathering promises a delightful experience for art enthusiasts, wine lovers, and families alike. For more information about this event, visit their website at wildseedfarms.com. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls, Texas is also having an educational wine tasting event on Saturday, May 3rd from 12 to 3 p.m. This block-by-block immersive wine tasting event will take you on an intimate journey through the Flat Creek Estate Vineyard one block at a time. Block by Block is a curated tasting experience spotlighting Flat Creek Estate's most celebrated award-winning wines, including rare library selections and exclusive estate-grown vintages. Rooted in the land itself, each wine tells a story of intentionality, where based on its terroir, each variety was planted in soils chosen to elevate its character and style. You'll explore how specific soil compositions and microclimates shape the expression of every bottle, from vibrant aromatics to deep, age-worthy structures. Whether you're a devoted enophile or simply curious about what makes a wine so distinctive, this tasting invites you to dig deep into the earth, into the craft, and into the soil of Flat Creek Estate Winery. For more information about this immersive wine tasting event, visit their website at flatcreekestate.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend up next. Dry Colmel Creek Vineyards in New Braunfels, Texas gets the music lineup started for the weekend with David Russell on stage Friday, May 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by Tony Taylor on stage Saturday, May 3rd from 2 to 5 p.m. as well. Stella will close out the set on Sunday, May 4th from 2 to 5 p.m. Fiesta Winery in La Meta, Texas will have Keelan Donovan on stage Saturday, May 3rd from 12 to 4 p.m. Barnhill Vineyards in Anna, Texas has a fantastic music lineup for the weekend, beginning with Double Vision on stage Friday, May 2nd at 8 p.m. Juan del Valle will take the stage on Saturday, May 3rd from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m., followed by Unwound later that evening, performing a George Strait tribute at 8 p.m. Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Chris Gomez on stage Saturday, May 3rd from 4 to 7 p.m. Bell Springs Winery in Dripping Springs will let Chris Donahue rock the house on Saturday, May 3rd from 3 to 6 p.m. Dove Ridge Winery in Weatherford, Texas will have Ariana Ortiz on stage Saturday, May 3rd from 2 to 5 p.m. 12 Fires Winery and Vineyard in Johnson City will let Eric Flores assume the musical duties on Saturday, May 3rd from 3 to 6 p.m. Pedernales Cellars in Stonewall, Texas will have Bruce Smith on stage Saturday, May 3rd from 1 to 5 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Caitlin King on stage Saturday, May 3rd from 1 to 5 p.m., followed by a Taylor Swift tribute concert at 6 p.m. Torna Locks Vineyard and Winery in Burnett, Texas will have Wake Eastman on stage Saturday, May 3rd from 2 to 5 p.m. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas will let Kim Ewing jam out on Saturday, May 3rd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. West Sandy Creek Vineyard in Richards, Texas will have Greg Day on stage Saturday, May 3rd from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Robert Klein on stage Sunday, May 4th from 2 to 5 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards in Plantersville, Texas will have Brenda and the Guys performing some Motown hits on Friday, May 2nd from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., followed by Timeless performing 80s and 90s rock hits on Saturday, May 3rd from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. as well. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls will have Stephen Daly on stage Saturday, May 3rd from 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Mark Chandler on Sunday, May 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. Hilmi Cellars in Fredericksburg will let Ryan Shepherd jam out on Sunday, May 4th at 1 to 5 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Kelly McWee on stage Friday, May 2nd from 2 to 4 p.m., followed by Jake Martin and Jake McLean on stage Sunday, May 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. And Becker Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas will close out the music lineup for the weekend with Jean-Philippe on stage Saturday, May 3rd from 1 to 4 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Well, that will do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas wine scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, and winemaker profiles. And if you are a business who wants to advertise on the website or the app, or looking to upgrade your listing, then use promo code TEXASWINESCENE and receive 10% off your first payment. This way, your business or winery will be listed amongst the very best that Texas has to offer. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review, and please share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. Cheers.